أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the weekly Iman Booster series by Ikna Sisters. We are covering prophetic supplications. And today's supplication is from the lips of the Prophet Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salam. Now, this dua was uttered by Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam when his beloved son Joseph, Yusuf alayhi salam, went missing. And we are familiar with the story. His brothers, other sons of Yaqub alayhi salam, had a hand in his disappearance, and they were showing frustration at their father's grief. They wanted him to snap out of it and move on with his life. And what did he say, Yaqub alayhi salam? He supplicated, and it's captured in the Quran, Surah Yusuf, verse 86. He said, "I do not complain of my anguish and sorrow to anyone but Allah, and I know from Allah what you do not know." Now, complaining is not inherently bad, right? It's a way for us to highlight the need for solutions to whichever problem we have at hand. It also helps us release some stress when we are able to vocalize what's bothering us. But there is a proper way to go about it, and this dua teaches us that proper way. But before we talk about the benefits we gain from this supplication, let's look at some of the harms that stem from reckless complaining. Many of us fall into the cycle of complaining and complaining some more. And you know, our brains are quite efficient, alhamdulillah. When we complain very regularly, our brains don't want to start from scratch every time, sending the signals to different pathways and all that good stuff. So they make these clusters together that make the connections more permanent. What happens is it becomes easier to repeat the same behavior over and over again. And if we don't catch on to it, it ends up becoming our default stage. And that is not good for our physical or our emotional health. The more entrenched we become in this cycle of negativity, our chances of many chronic diseases go up. We start isolating ourselves from social circles, either by choice due to our own negative perceptions or because people start avoiding us. I mean, who wants to be around a negative Nancy, right? And so often people take the complaint and talk about it with everyone else except the person who needs to hear it. What's the benefit of that? So how do we fix it? We follow the example of Yaqub alayhi salam. He said, "I do not complain of my anguish and sorrow to anyone but Allah." Now, in English translation, it says complain. But in Arabic, the term is much more comprehensive. It means taking the pain and the hurt that one is feeling and talking about it. So Yaqub alayhi salam is saying that I take my pain and my hurt, the loss that I'm feeling, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am sharing my feelings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am pouring my heart out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many people who end up falling into doubt when faced with tragic adversities because they start questioning the justice of Allah. They start complaining about God instead of complaining to God. And that is very detrimental. This, what we are learning from Yaqub alayhi salam, is not complaining about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'uzu billah. It's turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I'm sure we all have that one person in our lives who is so well connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are able to stay calm and collected even when faced with tremendous difficulties. They are like islands amidst the storms. It's not that their lives are not difficult, and it's also not that they have this toxic positivity going on where everything's just peachy all the time and nothing's wrong with anything, even when their lives are falling apart. No, they internalize the dua that Yaqub alayhi salam made. Yaqub alayhi salam, when they are hurt, feeling a loss, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do that, besides the obvious strengthening our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what other benefits can we get out of it? Taking our feelings of pain, loss, and suffering and pouring our hearts out in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieves us of the stress plaguing us. It also brings comfort. Now that we have turned everything over to Allah, it increases our reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It also places our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul. You know, sometimes we think that complaining is ingratitude. I mean, aren't I supposed to take whatever Allah sends my way and be content with it? If I complain about something, aren't I being ungrateful? But going over the dua of Yaqub alayhi salam, we learn that if we complain properly, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in complete trust and reliance, it is not ingratitude. It actually leads to gratitude. When we turn to Allah and cry our hearts out, pouring out our feelings of hurt, pain, loss, frustration, we end up refreshed and full of gratitude. We're able to look at the situation with renewed perspective. We are strengthened with revived resolve to tackle our problems because we know we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our guardian, listening to us, helping us. And this increases us in our drive to carry on. I'm sure many of us can relate to this feeling of getting a beat down lately. The pandemic is still ever present, with the virus mutating into new strains every which way. Our families are facing many challenges in the ever-changing social fabric. It's one thing on top of another. Can we ever get on top of it all? Worry not, my dear sisters. Or rather, do worry, but don't let it take over your lives. It's okay to feel our feelings, but keep them in check. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that they do not overwhelm us. May Allah make us of those who turn to Him with our complaints and frustrations. May He strengthen us in faith and resolve and help us in overcoming our difficulties and adversities. Ameen, so ameen. Jazakallah khair, dear sisters. Stay tuned for more prophetic supplications coming your way. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.